Okay, we are joined in studio by Cork City's FAI Cup winning hero, Seanan Maguire, and the man who signed a new deal with Cork City. Seanan, congratulations.
Cheers, Rory. Thanks for having me on.
No bother, mate. Thanks for coming in. Tell us the timeline, I suppose, from the cup final to signing a new contract. I mean, like, how soon was John Caulfield on to you to say, come here, sign a new contract?
Pretty much the next day, you know. I think myself and John have a good relationship, you know, because as I've been saying over the past year, like, he brought me from, I suppose, nothing after Dundalk, you know. I was nowhere to be seen. And he took a gamble on me, and I suppose after the cup final, he sat obviously myself down. We had a chat, and I suppose when all the celebrations were kind of like down, I suppose we spoke to each other, and he just said, "Go away and enjoy your holidays," which I had a couple of holidays planned, obviously with the boys and Claudia. So I went away, and as soon as I got back, you know, I was speaking to him near enough every day, and you know, it was hard to leave Cork City on the way we won the cup final, you know, and obviously not winning the league, we're disappointed. So I think it was like unfinished business, you know, because I think next year we're going to be stronger. I think John has brought in a couple of very good players, so I think next year is going to be could even be better.
So in a sense, that you feel like you owe John Caulfield another year?
Yeah, definitely. I think I agree with you there, you know, because I think I owe the John himself, I suppose, the club, the fans, you know, because I think it's definitely been the best year in my football career, you know, because obviously scoring, I never could imagine scoring 29 goals in one season, you know, because it's definitely one of the best seasons I've ever had. And I suppose, as you said there, yeah, definitely, I think I owe John one, I suppose, and the club.
I'll be genuinely honest with you, and I thought that you would be gone to England in January. As you say, you scored 29 goals in the League of Ireland campaign, you're going to get a lot of interest. Was there a lot of interest from England, and did you have discussions with other clubs?
Yeah, well, I suppose there was a run there I went on, and I scored nearly 10 goals in 11 games, and there was a lot of hype and stuff. Like, when you do well in this league, I think, especially with a club with Cork City, you see the players that have gone across to England, like the likes of Kevin Doyle, Shane Long, and the likes of Brownie as well. You know, he's gone and done very well in England himself. And I think, I suppose, throughout the year when I was scoring goals and stuff, there was always going to be a bit of interest. But I suppose there was a couple of offers there at the end of the season. You know, there was a lot of interest, you know, speaking with my agent and stuff like that. But, you know, I think in the back of my head, I always wanted to stay at Cork City for another year at least, you know, because I want to win the league at Cork, you know, because I think we obviously done well this year, you know. People are quick to forget we done very well in Europe, and you know, Genk actually topped their group the other day in their Europa League group, and with I think it was Serie A team and La Liga team in it. So just puts into perspective how tough our run was, like, and how good we did in our run. So yeah, you know, because I think, as I said there, there's definitely unfinished business for next season, and I think some of the boys want to put it right next season and win the league.
Because you're still young, you're what, 20, is it, 21?
22.
So I mean, like, going to England at 23 would probably be preferable for you, because you'd have that extra year of experience in the League of Ireland.
Yeah, definitely, you know, because I went to England at 18 years of age for West Ham, and I suppose a lot of lads go over at 16 years of age, come back at 18, you know. I went over at 18, and I even felt I was too young then, because I was thrown in the deep end, you know. I was with West Ham for 2 years, and then I was on loan at Accrington for a year, which I suppose I did okay, like, but not as well as I thought I would have, you know. And I think I've matured a lot since then, and as you said there, like, I suppose going over the age of 23, 24, you know, because I don't want to be going over to England not playing games, you know, going in January and being on the bench and stuff like that. I think definitely another 1 or 2 years in this league will do anyone the world of good.
And another run in Europe as well.
Oh, definitely, you know, because look at Dundalk this season, you know, because to be fair, they deserve all the applause, you know. They've done really well, and obviously, like, they fell a bit short there a couple of days ago, you know, because obviously losing out and progressing. But definitely next year, I think John will be looking to do what Dundalk did this year, and I think I see why not, because you see what we did last year, like, we put up against Genk away from home. I think definitely we could have at least got a draw out there, and even in Turner's Cross, you know, because they didn't score an early goal, I think we had the upper hand. So definitely next year we'll be looking to progress even further in the Europa League.
And you see the likes of, like, Andy Boyle's gone, Daryl Horrigan has, like, garnered rave reviews for his performances in Europe, which he wouldn't have gotten if he went to a League One side last year, say.
Definitely. Yeah, obviously, like, the two boys are more or less gone, like, you know, because I think Andy Boyle's gone to Preston and looks like Daryl has gone too, so I think they deserve it, you know, because they've been the standout players in the League One in the past three seasons, and even doing it in Europe this season, I think it's gave a bit more publicity. Yeah, definitely, I think them staying another a year or two in the league has got them that better move, you know, because they're going over to Preston, you say, and obviously on good money, and they're going to be international players, Ireland internationals, you know, because they deserve it. And I suppose, obviously, I want to look up to that, you know, because I think Daryl and Andy are about 24, 25, and I think it's stood to them staying in this league for two, three seasons, and I think this league is definitely, obviously, us ourselves doing well in Europe, and Dundalk has put the league back out on the map, you know, because I don't think many, obviously, other in Ireland rated the league, but I think, obviously, this season, us doing well in Europe and Dundalk doing well, will put the league out on the map, you know.
Now, you're doing a lot of appearances out and about, and imagine since the announcement was made that every Cork City fan has come up and shook your hand and said, I'm delighted you're staying.
Yeah, no, I've obviously since the cup final, I've more or less stayed down. I'm a Kilkenny man, so I've stayed down and obviously went a couple of holidays and that. And I'm still living down here and stuff, but yeah, I've been to a couple of appearances to schools and stuff, and I enjoy it, you know, going out and seeing the kids, you know, because obviously they look, when I was that age, like, they kind of like, they look up to players like us, you know. It's good for Cork City, you know, because I think in the past three seasons they haven't really won anything and kind of fell short, become less than second league and stuff. But I think, as I said there, we can push on next year and hopefully bring the double home.
Johnny's made some very excellent signings, the Shield campaign, Jimmy Keohane, for example. What do you know about them, and how excited are you about playing with them next year?
Campion, I played against him twice last season. To be fair, I think he's a quality player because he brings something different, you know. I think he caused Fletch and Alan Bennett problems when we played against him at home and away. he's a big unit, you know, and he's quite quick, and he knows where to put the ball in the back of the net, and I think definitely he'll bring more attack and threat up front, you know. And I think Jimmy Cahan is a very versatile player. He's a Kilkenny man as well, so I know Jimmy very well. So, and he's experienced, you know, because he's played in England. He played against him three times a season. I think Sligo was our bogey team this season because we didn't get to beat him, two draws and a loss. So definitely they'll bring something different, you know. Obviously Campion bringing more of an attacking threat, and Jimmy, he's versatile, so he could play anywhere.
Just take us back to the cup final. Do you watch that goal back on YouTube every so often?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think there's another clip on Twitter where you can see it from like the other side of the pitch, and I like to see that one because, you know, when you could see the ball just trickling into the bottom corner, you can just see everyone, just see all the fans, see all the boys just jumping on me, and just shows you how good of a group we have here, because even staff involved as well, because you're seeing, I think it was only John that kind of like stayed at the dugout. There was cots, everyone, like, you know, the bench, the boys not even on the bench, like, it was, you know, it was surreal. I don't think it'll ever happen again in an FAI Cup final, you know, scoring a last minute winner. If somebody came to me before the game and asked me which way would I want to win it, I'd probably say Spawny go in the last minute, you know, because to be fair, like, it's the best scenario.
Like, were you thinking about penalties at that time?
You
obviously would have taken one, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think I was down to take the first one. To be fair, Rory, I was, even the first half extra time, my legs were gone and Markey came up front and I dropped in the hole, and, like, it was, as I said, after the final, I literally had the worst extra time in my life, because I think every ball I got, I gave it away, and I was like, oh my God, it's not going to be my day. Like, and I suppose I didn't really get, like, any chances throughout the game. Like, you know, it was kind of like a scrappy game, you know. And then Markey coming on up front, it gave the two boys problems. Like, it gave me more space. But obviously, as you just said there, I kept on giving away the ball. But it's just one of those ones, like, you know, it's, Beats put the ball, threw the ball into the box. Markey made himself useful like he did when he came on, and he's done all throughout the season. And the ball just fell for me, and I just took a swing at it, and I just hit Gartland and just trickled into the bottom corner. And as I said there, I'd take that all day and scoring a 30-yarder, you know. I think it's definitely 100% better.
Yeah, it was some celebration as well. And in front of the Cork City fans as well, just made it even perfect, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, nice. Do you know, looking back on it now, I honestly can't remember taking off my top, you know. I think when I...
Did you get a yellow card for that, actually?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, to be fair, I ran back and he gave me a yellow card. But as soon as I scored, you know, I honestly, as I said there, I actually can't remember, but it was pure silence. Like, I know the whole crowd went mad and stuff, but it just felt surreal, you know. And especially, I think a lot of my family came over from England, and my family coming up from Kilkenny and stuff, it just made it even a bit more special, you know.
Yeah, and the celebrations as well were just incredible over the last day, the couple of days afterwards.
Ah, they were mad. Like, I think, suppose throughout the season we didn't get to go out much, so yeah. Suppose everyone let loose and then 2 days after the final.
Mm. So you're a Cork City legend now. Does that sit well on your shoulders?
Not Cork City legend yet, you know, because I think...
Well, you won the cup final for the club. Only two of them might have done that.
You know, obviously scoring the goal, but it's not down to me, you know. I think it's definitely a group effort, you know. I scored the goals this season. But, like, look at the players that have obviously been around me, you know, Stephen Dooley. I think he deserves a lot of plaudits, you know. He's been an unsung hero because... Look, the amount of assists and goals he's brought to the team, you know, because he's definitely been one of our best players. And then again, Kev O'Connor, like, there was talks of him going to England, but it's great to have him back as well, you know. And there's definitely four or five I could say there, you know. Stephen B, I thought he was man of the match in the cup final there because he kept Daryl Horgan quiet, and he's a right midfielder playing right back, you know. And definitely, it's definitely been a collective effort all season.
Are you back in pre-season training now yet, or what?
Early, we've been doing our off-season programmes and in the gym and stuff, and we'll be back in then early January.
And the league starting 2 weeks earlier as well, kind of truncates it a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, all right, but obviously we'll obviously be a lot better if obviously we get our European run, like, and maybe another few teams might get a European run, and there won't be as much of a kind of like clash this year than what would be next year.
Has the cup win, I suppose, taken a bit of the monkey off your backs, and that you now have silver, you've got a medal in your back pockets and go into next season with that?
Yeah, I suppose there might be, obviously, like, there might be a bit of pressure going into next year, you know, because people are going to expect us to win the league and retain the cup, because obviously Daryl Horgan and Andy Boyle obviously going, and obviously Dundalk are going to replace them because they have a lot of money and stuff, and they'll probably replace them. Heard a talk to Sean Hoare, obviously, replacing Andy Boyle, and then Dylan Connolly obviously replacing Daryl Horgan, so I don't think that'll affect them too much. I know they're two experienced players and stuff, but yeah, definitely, I think there obviously will be a bit of pressure on us this year, but there was pressures on us last year as well, and I think we were disappointed finishing second, but people have probably call us bottlers or whatever because we went to Tory and lost 2-1 up there, but it wasn't down to that game at all. It was the games against, as I said there, against Sligo. We drew Wexford at home. We picked up, I think it was 1 point in 3 games. Straight
went
after
Dundalk lost twice. Yeah.
Yeah. So it definitely wasn't down to that game and stuff. So, you know, so no, definitely, I think there will be pressure on us next year, but obviously, I think we're well able to handle it.
And personally, is there pressure on you? As you said, you've 29 goals this season. Defences are going to obviously be keeping a closer eye on you next season.
Yeah.
So for you to keep scoring goals, you're going to have to up your game yet again.
Yeah, I suppose this time last year, there was no pressure on me whatsoever because I came from not playing at Dundalk. And I suppose even throughout the season, I scored, I think, as I said, there 10 goals in 11 games, and there was a lot of pressure on me there, like, to score goals. So I think that won't be an issue at all. I think if I start well, I think I could even better the 29 goals I scored this year, because I look back on games last year where I went through a few patches where I didn't score 3 or 4 games, like, you know. So definitely, if I get a run of games, if score a few goals early, I think 100% confident that I'll definitely beat my 29 goals this season.
Shawnee, thanks very much for coming in. I'm sure I speak on behalf of every Cork City fan when I say I'm delighted that you're staying next season. Look forward to seeing you lining out. And I think this is a perfect time to play my goal commentary again from the Aviva Stadium. Never get tired of hearing that.
Thanks, Neil.
1 minute of additional time here at the second half of extra time. Beattie looking to take this throw in. Looking to take it long. Or Benny looking to get free. Wants to play it long towards Marco Sullivan, and he does. Mark hanging the flick on, and falls to Sean Maguire, takes his